when I was hired here at Tri Creek School Corporation, they wanted to make sure that our students had an instructional program that was very hands-on, that had more of an application base, that not only dealt with the knowledge that kids would need, but also with the skill sets for that particular class in order to move to the next grade level, and then also for college and careers and for life in general. And when we went looking at the various models, and we, as a committee for our district, we reviewed a variety of transformational models. And then we settled on the new tech framework, which is project-based learning, in that you will be given a problem or a scenario that you're going to have to research and then answer a series of questions or problems. And you do that collaboratively with other students within the class, and then you end up having a presentation. And we are a one-to-one technology district. We use MacBook Airs in grades 3 through 12. And so you're using the technology to do that research, to connect with folks within particular careers or who have expertise in areas so that you can dig deeper into the problem or the project that you are working on.
What project in particular that do you find that the Tri Creek School Corporation could not only benefit from as a school district, but also that the students in the district might be able to benefit from?
It's a really good question. So our mission statement is that the Tri Creek School Corporation and community are engaged to learn, equipped to achieve, and empowered to succeed. And with project-based learning, therefore, in what way can you take the learning that's going on in the classroom and apply it to a real-world situation? And can you have an impact on the world around you? That's what our students did in their eighth grade science class several years ago. They were studying alternative energy, and they were looking at the energy costs, the electrical costs, for the middle school. And they were just amazed at how high of cost that was. And so they began exploring solar energy and bio energy and wind energy and all of those. And they made a presentation to the school corporation, to the school board, actually, and encouraged them to begin looking at some alternatives. As a result, we took 3 years, and we did study all of the energy, and we landed on solar arrays. And so we developed a pilot, a 90 solar panel pilot, and then we received a $100,000 grant from the Indiana Energy Commission, and we put in another 180. So we had 270 panels to do a pilot for. And we found out that we could offset about 80% of our transportation electrical costs from that. Mm-hmm. As a result, then, we began looking at how we might impact the entire district to offset costs. And as a result, then, we have move forward, and we have awarded the project to two vendors, and we will be putting 6,600 solar panels on over four of our five schools.
Wow, that's great. How much do you hope to save in the Tri-Creek School Corporation with these additional panels to expand this much to be able to save on your electrical bills?
Well, we expect to save about $250,000 a year over the next 30 years, and that will be in excess of over $4 million over our initial cost. So we will offset a little over $7 million over 30 years. And then that money goes into our general fund to help in our personnel costs.
Mm-hmm. I understand, too, that part of the project that they picked up the Innovation Award from the Society of Innovators also looks into, as you mentioned, what the students are learning, and the problem-based learning gets expanded as well to help their overall experiences and get to be able to be involved in manufacturing, or at least advanced manufacturing, at the high school level. What is the plan for that that's gotten this innovative idea going?
Career tech education is inherently project-based. It's very hands-on, and students are very engaged. And what we've been looking at is, obviously, is how do you connect what they're learning to the real world? And in Northwest Indiana, manufacturing jobs are in high need. So we are looking at building, starting this summer, we're constructing an advanced manufacturing technical trades building that's going to increase our automotive program, as well as our agricultural program, but we'll also be initiating a welding curriculum and a computer integrated manufacturing using CNC machines. And those in particular go back to the trades. We're looking for partnerships with the trades because we know that there are training that's going on, but they're farther away from here, and we believe that there are folks in our area that would need to be retrained or have some initial training, and they could do it closer to home.
Do you think, too, that if that the center set up, that students get to learn these skills and become tradespeople in their own right, that that will attract more businesses into South Lake County in particular, since you have all that area around there that could be developed into some manufacturing space and the like, that if they have the employees to be able to work the equipment, that they'll have the companies come in to take advantage of it?
Yep, that's our hope.
Well, so certainly it's a great hope, and it's nice to hear, too. It's interesting how we see these changes happen over recent years when we think that not so many decades ago, a lot of school districts used to have what were called shop classes or industrial arts classes. That seems to have kind of gone by the wayside with the technology change to where we are today. But don't you agree that we're finding that that's kind of come back to basics, so to speak?
Well, I think that those courses have always been important, but yes, our focus has had turned to college, and students have interest in a variety of areas. But one of the things that we do know is students going into the trades have got to have a high level of reading and math, because reading technical manuals is extremely difficult, and we really certainly want them to understand what they're reading, because they're going to be working on our cars and our machines and those types of things. But then on the other hand, students going into college need to have that practical experience so that they understand how what they're learning is going to be utilized in the real world. So all of our students now are in career pathways, and we are seeing an increase in concentrators and completers in the various career pathways. And we hope that they will be, we expect that they will be, better prepared when they go on to college or when they go into that career, be it right outside of high school or after the college level, because they have an understanding of how what they're learning applies to that profession and to the world.
What kind of feedback or response have you gotten from not only your school board members, but members of the community there in South Lake County about what the Tri-Creek School Corporation is doing, taking advantage, at least on the learning level here first, that in turn has expanded into a great solar array and energy savings to the school district, and now this expansion plans for the advanced manufacturing facility at the high school?
Well, when it comes to our students, they did not realize that they could have a significant impact on their school and their community even at a young age, and that is starting to become a reality, that they do have an understanding, and we value what their knowledge and their work and their opinions. The second thing is that our graduation rate through all of this, as well as the support structures we have put in place to help students, has gone from 87% to 99.3% in 2014 and 15, and leveled out at 98.1% this past year. So we've seen at least a 12% increase over the past 5 years.
It's probably very, very comforting to not only the students, but the family members as well, the rest of the community, to see students come out of the high school there in Tri-Creek School Corporation and going on to some great jobs, jobs that are technical-based and in turn earning good wages. And in turn, the family members probably feel good, too, that their youngsters are getting out of high school.
Absolutely. We've seen students that are graduating with academic and technical honors go from 19.8% to 34%.
Wow.
And students earning dual credits in 2010-11, we had 46 dual credits earned, and in 15-16, we had 2,897 credits earned, and that translates back to money into the parents' pockets. We've also initiated an early college scholarship so that our students can take advantage of some scholarships while they are still in high school. So if you're in high school at Tri-Creek and you applied for a scholarship because you want to take a college-level course or you want to get a certification in one of the career pathways, then we have money that is provided, you know, by the Education Foundation to help you do that. Because we want you to go as far as you can while you have the support of the school corporation.